Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting third. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Lemke. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Geronimo Baroa. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Shawn Dunston. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. And now, play ball. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Borders fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vizquel bunts in front of the plate. Hatberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton moves to third. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Lemke, and into shallow right field. Thome reaches second base with a double. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baroa hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Borders hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dunston hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Lemke reaches second base with a double. Bragg moves to third. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garcia-Para is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Giles. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Bragg scores. Lemke scores. It's 3-2, Indians. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thome hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. the Indians will come to bat. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Barroa hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Borders and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemke takes first base on ball 4. Nomar Garcia Parra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garcia Parra is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia Parra takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to third. Lemke moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. Lewis scores. Lemke moves to third. Garcia Parra moves to second. One out. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barroa throws the ball into Dunston who tags Valentin, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lemke scores. Garcia Parra scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Rick Krivda now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Borders is 0 for 1 in the game. Borders strikes out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lemke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatberg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dunston reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bragg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. 2 outs. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a pop-up into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Justice hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Justice reaches second base with a double. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tomey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tomey hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barroa is 0 for 2 in the game. Barroa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justice scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barroa moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garciaparra hits a fly ball into right field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jefferson moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jefferson moves to third. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Derek Lowe now pitching. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Borders is 0 for 2 in the game. Borders hits a line drive into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into left field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bragg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bragg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel strikes out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Justice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lemke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Garcia Parra hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 3 in the game. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Branson pinch hits for Pat Borders. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Branson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fryman goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5 Red Sox. Sandy Alomar pinch hits for Shawn Dunston. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.